So a lot of the integration work that I was doing got paused because of the pandemic. So we were working in four districts in New York City, and about a year ago, like that completely stopped, and we didn't pick that up. So it wasn't like that's been ongoing, but we did do some, work just looking at remote learning and trying to see what that meant in terms of equity issues. And so I think, there is like a huge sensitivity now to like a host of other things, like, what are students' home lives like? Do they have computers at home? So there's like a whole new consciousness of equity on that front. I mean, we've definitely learned that in other projects that getting people to participate remotely, actually we get better turnouts now than we used to. Because people can call in by phone, and we tailor our work so people can use smartphones and they're not expecting to see stuff on a screen on a computer. And if we do that, we get a lot more participation from people. So that's been really interesting. I mean, I think the whole technology piece, I do think there are going to be districts where kids are going to want to keep learning remotely, and parents are going to want to keep doing that. And so whether that works or not is a big question. But that I think even in some situations where there are equity concerns, like using technology, I'm not being very articulate, but we're used to thinking about things as a digital divide. And what we're finding is that it's not always as much of a divide, and there's some advantages to it, and we can communicate more with people than we were able to before. And there might be some families that want to do schooling that way too, in lower, middle, upper income context. So it's going to be really interesting to see how that all plays out.